God has revealed his eternal power and Godhood in creation, that he's revealed himself supremely in Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God, and that he's revealed himself and his righteous acts in the Holy Scriptures. The completed 66 books of the Old Testament and the New Testament, which are God-breathed and true, having been delivered through human writers carried along by the Holy Spirit, which are the only normative and accurate authority for faith and practice, and the supreme standard by which all conduct and creeds and teachings must be tested. That paragraph basically says this: we believe the Bible is the only true standard for what we believe and what we practice what we believe. That this apostolic and prophetic, preserved, blood-bought book is a glorious gift to us by which we test everything of the life of the Spirit in our lives together. We are all living by the Spirit. We all have Jesus in us if we're born again, but we are also frail human beings who can sway with certain kinds of words and certain kinds of even experiences. I've seen that through my time, that are contrary to the Word. And so the Word is the great plumb line balancer that keeps us right on target. The writing of the Bible, as you may know, it was written over a 1,600-year period, 16 centuries, by approximately 40 different men from different places. The time of writing was from 1500 BC, Moses, all the way up to the end, the Apostle John, the end of AD 100. The Bible claims to be the Word of God, and we agree. There are many books written about and in many various religions, but the Bible's the only one which claims to have the actual words of God. The Bible says more than 3,000 times, "Thus saith the Lord," and it claims that the words which follow are the words of God. These are not the words of some teacher who had an experience out in the woods and ended up getting an angel visit him, and he got this supernatural, independent kind of vision. That is Mormonism. These are not the words of a prophet that was among a bunch of people who were polytheistic and wanted to see a revival of monotheism, Muhammad, who had multiple issues, and he rewrote his own book by himself and became the pivot. That's not what this is. These are the words of over 40 different writers, over 1,600 years, that have been compiled by the Jewish nation and by Christianity, by the church, over the centuries, that contain what we believe are the thus saith the Lords of the Bible. The prophecies of the Bible, there are more than 3,200 verses, depending on how you count, that have been fulfilled of prophecy in the Scripture. This is stunning. It's over the top. There are over 3,100, again, depending on how you count, verses, which are still to be fulfilled. That is the second coming and all that will happen within the church. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God," what a phrase, "and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness," meaning God breathed and made man, God breathed and spoke and made the world, and he breathed and he inspired the Holy Scriptures. As you remember, I love this quote, Napoleon Bonaparte said, "The Bible's no mere book, but it's a living creature with power that conquers all who oppose it." That was a mighty general. John Wesley said the book, the Bible, had to be written by one of three people: by good men, by bad men, or by God. It couldn't have been written by good men because they said it was inspired by a revelation of God. Good men don't lie and deceive. It couldn't have been written by bad men because bad men aren't going to write something that indicts themselves, that condemns themselves. It leaves only one conclusion: the Bible was written by God. George Mueller, who we love, who did the orphanages in England, said the vigor of our spiritual life will be in exact proportion to the place held by the Bible in our life and our thoughts. The Bible, I fell in love with the Bible 35 years ago by the grace of God, a comic book, sports-loving, girl-loving, scattered, middle-class white boy in middle America. Somehow, I fell in love with this book. I knew, it was the draw for me. It really was. I've told the story of my grandpa with his fifth grade education, finding his Bible in his bathroom with the check marks by his chapters, and something happened in me. It made me thirsty, and I became aware by the grace of God that this was a supernatural book. There were a lot of books on the planet, but I mean, I had a sense of awe about this book. Nobody told me to. Nobody said I ought to. I just fell in love with the book. I've had a 35-year communion in relationship with it, and it has ruined and blessed my life. I believe the Bible, to me, in the New Covenant, it's like the Ark of the Covenant. Some of you remember, the Ark of the Covenant was the box that carried with the, it carried the testimony. There were the tablets in there and the jar of manna, and there was the rod of Aaron, and it was the power. It was the mercy seat was there, and the presence of God would manifest. The Ark of the Covenant was so powerful, but the Ark of the Covenant was that box, that glorious box that carried the glorious stuff. This is the box. This carries the most glorious information and revelation on planet Earth. Glorious. It carries the thus saith the Lord that is centered around the true word of God, capital W, Jesus. Jesus says himself in John 5:39 through 40 to guys who esteem the scriptures, and there are many people who esteem the scriptures but miss the point. He says to the Pharisees, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they, though, that bear witness about me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. Luke 24:27, after his resurrection on the road to Emmaus, it says, in beginning with Moses and all the prophets, that'd be the beginning Genesis, all the way through to Malachi, Jesus interpreted to them all that the scriptures said concerning himself. The Bible carries the glorious revelation of Jesus Christ. It is without, there's no even doubt that there's error about God's purpose in that. Cults are cults because they twist the revelation about Jesus. They'll take this Bible, shift words, and do various things. That's what makes a cult a cult. It is the perversion of the revelation about Jesus. The Jehovah Witness say he's a great man and even Savior, but not God. The Mormons say he birthed, and there's weird things they do with him about man and God and man, and they twist all that is Jesus. Islam took him off, Muhammad took him off the cross. He did not die and he did not resurrect, though Islam is waiting for Jesus to come back, the last imam. That's wild to me. But it's twists and torts and tweaks on who Jesus is. And that is what we are to be committed to, is the revelation, the inerrant revelation of who Jesus is and what God says to us through the Bible. So I recommend to everyone in this room to read your Bible. I don't recommend because God will like you more for it. He won't like you more. He won't love you more because you do it. You'll get to enjoy his love more if you give yourself to this supernatural book. It's a glorious, glorious thing. It's not a set of rules, though there are rules in it. It's not a set of conduct, though it tells us what conduct is. This is the Ark of the Covenant among us that carries the most glorious revelation on the planet. This is the apostolic and prophetic introduction to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I go to the Bible not just to get information. I go there to get a greater introduction to the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We recommend the Bible. We believe the Bible. The Bible is closed. It is a closed canon. There's no more books to be added to this. The church, it's closed. And now we walk forward celebrating and preaching it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you take us deep into an experience of this glorious God-breathed book. I pray, Father, that you teach us and equip us and disciple us. We pray that we could stay focused on what the book's about and not get distracted. As A.W. Tozer said, the scientists get lost in the wonders of your world. They lose you in the wonders of your world. And sometimes we lose you in the wonders of your word. It's so big and it's just awesome and we love it. But I pray we not lose you. I pray we stay focused and we see Jesus everywhere. And that we learn to be worshipers and accurate thinkers according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.